if you're a parent, you've been there. The full-on temper tantrum. Little kids, little toddlers. What exactly is going on inside their brain when that happens? We got Anne Frankel with us right this morning. And so my son, Sam, now he's 8 now, but we used to experience what my wife called a DEFCON 5 temper tantrum.
Oh, I used to have those all the time.
And it used to be like when we drove past a playground and we didn't stop, it was like Chernobyl in the car.
Yeah, this is one way that they flex those fledgling muscles of autonomy.
Yeah.
But it's also, they have no impulse control. They live in the moment, and they want everything now because they don't really understand the abstract concept of we'll go to the playground another day. That
sure.
They want it at this moment because at this moment, they're having the cravings to the playground. They're having that impulse. It's hard, you know, it's obviously hard to control.
They don't know that we'll eventually go there.
Exactly.
Right.
They don't know that the playground will be there tomorrow and the day after. And, you know, so obviously these are tough to take. But if you put yourself in those little sneakers and you have a little perspective, for a lot of tantrums, distraction works. Ignoring it makes it go away faster. You know, and staying calm and cool, because if you lose your cool, your toddler's going to get more fired up.
Right.
But the most important thing you can do is not be a cave mom or a cave dad. If you cave to a tantrum, then, okay, forget it. You're sending the message, the best way to get what I want is to kick and scream. So if she had stopped at the playground after the tantrum started, then, of course, he's going to have the tantrum the next time.
You
the next
reinforce time. The behavior.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if she had decided, okay, let's stop at the playground for 5 minutes, do it before the tantrum starts.
Okay.
That's the key.
You know, as an adult, don't we all want to throw a good temper tantrum every once in a while?